With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Qinghai titled Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I believe science is doing a good job already in diligently researching and informing the public about the critical stage on Earth that we are facing in terms of global warming. Without science, we probably, the majority of us, would not have known anything at all about our dire state of planetary crisis. If you mean the technology to minimize the global warming effect, there are some minimums that have been invented and installed, but the benefit is also minimum, eh? Even with all the scientific research and invention, even if we could have invented something more, it takes a long time. It takes more than what we can afford right now to bring them into materialization, you see? All other technology take a long, long, long time also to be in the market, to materialize, if we can make it till then. In trying to minimize these dire effects, both scientific and spiritual approaches can be applied. Scientifically speaking, methane from livestock is a major contributor to global warming today. This has been documented by many different scientific bodies, the first of which, of course, was the United Nations report in 2006, everybody knows by now, called Livestock's Long Shadow. Since then, much more research has been published about livestock, meat production, and greenhouse gases. One fact is clear. If we stop meat consumption and livestock raising, we will also eliminate one of the most heat-trapping gases, which is methane. And since this gas disappears more quickly from the atmosphere, the planet will cool almost immediately. This will also address problems like the melting permafrost, which will otherwise emit more methane if nothing is done to halt it. We cannot blame the scientists or any scientific technology for the problem of our planet today. They have done their best. Even the spiritual people or non-spiritual people, we have to do our best as well. The fate of our planet is in our hands. Before the scientists can do anything to help us. Professor John Schellhuber, founding director of Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and also chief government advisor on climate change to the German government, told Supreme Master Television in an interview that without changing course, our currently unsustainable practices will lead to a big crash. That's to quote him. And to stop this crash from being many times bigger, we have to act now. Professor Schellhuber said that the world's population cannot be sustained on the energy and land demands of a meat diet. So a switch to vegetarianism or veganism is needed to continue supporting our life on Earth. So this is the scientific perspective. But you are right also about approaching climate change from a spiritual standpoint. Every religion speaks in some way of the law of karma, or as you sow, so shall you reap. This is explained through science as a principle of physics, which says every action causes an equal consequence. So the law of karma and science are the same, meaning that whatever we do is returned to us. From this perspective, we would obviously wish to avoid killing, otherwise we will reap the killing karma in return. Otherwise, teachings of past and present masters have thus espoused only love and kindness toward one another. Thou shalt not kill is a basic precept of any faith. Therefore, we must return fully to our noble spiritual heritage. Only this can bring us permanent safety and protection by begetting the mercy of heaven in which we can take refuge. Muchas gracias.
Buenas tardes, maestra.
Buenas tardes.
Mi pregunta es, existiendo y respetando el libre albedrío que Dios da a los seres humanos, ¿por qué el hombre destruye el planeta que es su casa, perjudicándose él y perjudicando a sus cohabitantes? El mejor ejemplo es lo que está pasando con el calentamiento global, poniendo a tener unas consecuencias muy graves, como lo que ya pasó en el planeta Marte. ¿Por qué Dios entonces no detiene esto antes de que llegue a un punto crítico? Gracias, Master.
Buenas tardes, señor Castro. Another vegan. Very nice to see you. I'm glad you are vegan. For your question about free will and why humankind destroys their home planet, it is not that most humans intend to destroy. Many simply do not understand, are not informed. They don't realize the harmful emissions of the livestock industry, or that killing begets killing, and they are not aware that meat is another kind of addictive poison. They are not aware that meat is destroying our planet. So that's what we try to do now, to help inform people of the planetary benefits of being meat-free, as well as remind about the preciousness of all life and of being compassionate. In fact, the more that we find out about the meat industry, the more we know that it's a filthy, cruel enterprise, where animals are tormented in their short lives from birth to their early death. But some of these facts are not easy to uncover, partly because the ones who sell the meat do everything to make it look attractive, instead of telling the truth. And the meat industry are often hidden from the public eyes. So it's not easily detected by ordinary people. And then we can run out of time all too quickly. Like you mentioned on Mars, for example, the people did not know about the meat and killing karma. So at least you know and I know. And we tell as many people as possible so that they also know. We have to be vigilant to save the planet. Your question why God didn't stop it before it was too late. You answer yourself, Señor Castro. God does not interfere with free will, and if the people don't know, they may sadly choose from ignorance. But we have the chance to change all that now, because we know what we need to change. We know that the vegan diet is the only way, the fastest way. It's the only way to cure and save the planet. So with the help of people such as yourself, we can surely do just that. Please help spread the message to be veg, go green, to save the planet. Gracias, Señor. Nobody wants to do anything. We have solution, but they don't do it. There is solution. Only three steps, no? Vegetarian, sustainable energy, plant trees. How more simple can it be?
Yeah.
But nobody does it, because not all government endorses, and there's no sense of urgency, and the media, we are the only one that air it on TV. I mean, almost the only one. I don't know any other air so often like we do about this.
No.
Yeah? But we are the one, the only one that airs so often and cares so much about it and gives so much information about this. The evidence as well as the solution. We air every day, big scroll, you know, it costs a lot of money on the air to air all this solution and problem of the climate change, no? 10 minutes, 20 minutes at the time. We don't take any donation, and we don't take any advertisement money. You understand me? We're the only one that really unconditionally help. Everyone else, it seems like it may be another few centuries until things really start kicking in. Well, I'm trying so hard, and the solution is so simple, yeah? If the government and the media jump in, yeah, and help and spread all this, say it's really urgent, everybody must do it, you know? Then we still have time. Okay, short, but we have time to keep the planet as is, yeah? As is. Not as good as before, but as is, yeah? And not worse, no? But they don't do it.
Yeah.
We have solution. Everybody knows the solution. They're doing some. But it's not just doing. The government have to really broadcast about it, you know? On the internet, their internet. They have a lot of money. They can do everything. They're powerful. But I do my best, no? The flyers, you know, seminars and everything. Just for that. Just to save the planet. And that's too slow, you know? Too slow. Just like a little bit here and there. And the government has to say something. Just like, okay, they banned the smoking, you see? So is it banned? Is it done? The government could do it. You know? It's easy. Look, they banned cigarette and it's banned. See that? And they banned drug, no? And it's banned, no? But it's not legal. Yeah. And the cigarette reduction now reduce a lot of illness everywhere in the world. People know that. The same with the climate change policy. If they just do what they know is good, then it's very quick. In no time, we will recover. Or we stop the effect, you know? Because if we don't raise any more cattle or animals, then the earth will be more sustainable. No more greenhouse gas or methane gas from the animals. No more multiplying all the time. Whatever we have already, we keep it, yeah? And no more, raising for profit and meat. And the earth will recover, yeah?
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
We enjoyed your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 4 of the compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful discussions titled Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.